What a tremendous joy it is for me to speak with you this evening about the mission of the Sisters of Notre Dame. The parish family of St. Lucy's has been home to Sisters of Notre Dame for generations, since 1953 with the opening of the school. I bring you loving greetings from some sisters whom you may know, from Sister Rosalie Pizzo, who is here, Sister Joan Pinella, Sister Leanne, who's giving this talk at the Spanish Masses, and also greetings from Sister Ann Carmel, Eileen McCarthy, and Sister Cecilia. They continue to hold you in their prayers. I'm also very grateful to Father Mark and to Bishop McGraw for allowing me to speak with you about our sisters and to invite you to participate in our mission. Today's first reading illustrates the extravagant hospitality of the peoples of the Middle East. Abraham provides not just a little food, but an entire feast. His attentiveness to his three guests is richly rewarded, because he's actually serving God. Jesus in today's gospel also teaches us about hospitality. Martha, anxious and worried about the details of serving, misses the one thing necessary, the greater good of welcoming the Word of God present in Jesus. For generations, St. Lucy's has been hospitable to the Sisters of Notre Dame. Today's special collection invites you to continue that generosity by partnering with us as our sisters offer the hospitality of education for life, especially in Africa and Latin America. We are an international community of sisters committed to proclaiming God's goodness. Today's special collection goes to support our many young sisters in Kenya and Nigeria, Zimbabwe and South Africa, the Democratic Republic of Congo, Peru, Brazil, and Nicaragua. Recently, I had the privilege of living with several young sisters in a small house on the outskirts of Nairobi, Kenya. I'd like to tell you about a few of them. First, meet Sisters Bretta and Praxedes. Sisters in their 20s, vibrant, creative, dedicated Kenyan women serving in inner city schools. Believe it or not, one semester, Bretta had 72 fifth graders and Sister Praxedes 119. They are ministering in government schools as volunteers. Imagine teaching 72 children as a volunteer. Before they begin their own teacher training, they enter the congregation with only a high school degree. So your gift today goes a long way to helping these young sisters become fully accredited teachers. So this collection is not so much for buildings, books, solar panels, cars, as it is to literally provide living expenses and education for the young women who want to follow St. Julie. Then meet Sisters Margaret and Mary, who just 7 years ago had a dream of beginning an early childhood center to serve local children in a rural area of Western Kenya. Their first class had 15 of the most beautiful three-year-olds you will ever see. The school now serves 112 girls and boys and has been recognized locally for its exceptional teaching. Your assistance will help provide the support that these enthusiastic young sisters need to finish their diplomas in education. So, besides Kenya, where else will your contributions go? In Congo, for example, there are 119 Sisters of Notre Dame. They staff hospitals, maternity clinics, and health centers in far-flung villages, in situations often without running water or electricity, and with only the most basic medical supplies. But in the midst of this poverty, 30 young Congolese women are seeking to become Sisters of Notre Dame. Your gift today would help support and educate these young women so that they, in turn, can educate boys and girls, men and women, out of poverty. Another example from Africa. Sister Carolyn, originally from Milbrae, now serves in the world's youngest country, South Sudan. She works to establish primary schools and to train teachers in that poor country ravaged by civil war, offering young people a way out of the cycle of violence through education. Your contribution today would assist Sister Carolyn in remaining in that challenging ministry. In Brazil, young women are especially drawn by the example of Sister Dorothy Stang, our first sister martyr, who at the grandmotherly age of 73 was killed just 11 years ago for daring to stand up for the rights of peasant farmers in the Amazon rainforest. Through this collection today, you can make a difference for the 8 young Brazilian sisters who seek to follow in Sister Dorothy's spirit. I was so privileged to have lived with our young Kenyan sisters. I saw with my own eyes how gifts from parishes in California actually reached them, and how simply they live so that every contribution is put to its best use. On behalf of all of our sisters throughout the world, I thank you for whatever you can share in this special collection. I'm hoping that there are still some of these envelopes in the benches, but if they're not in front of you, Father Mark says you can use the pink envelopes. If you'd like to use a check, be sure you make it out to St. Lucie's Parish, but you can just put SND on the envelope. You can also take an envelope home and bring it back next weekend. Your prayers for our sisters are very welcome, and so are any financial gifts, large or small, that you could give today. You will be directly helping the work of our sisters around the world. I thank you in advance for your generosity, but I especially thank you for the years and years of love and support that St. Lucie's has always given the Sisters of Notre Dame. Thank you.